Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We've had an awful lot of endorsements in person and the written form, and try to get as many of them in as we can, at least the relevant ones. And that was very interesting because both Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder had come out in favor of the Pure Michigan campaign. And it isn't often you get candidates agreeing on anything, especially in 2010, but they certainly understand the importance of tourism. So the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association has announced its endorsement for governor and selected Republican Rick Snyder. We want to bring in president and CEO of that organization, Steve Yensich. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jack. How about yourself?
Just fine. Well, tell us, was this a difficult decision, and what stood out about Rick Snyder?
Yeah, it was initially a difficult decision because, as you correctly indicate, both candidates had indicated their support of the Pure Michigan campaign. However, it became easier and easier as we just kind of sat back and watched as the candidates worked on the stump.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Snyder was the only one of the two candidates that repeatedly made public statements about the importance of full and permanent funding for this campaign, did it at a number of different campaign stops, different venues, and did so in the press and in front of the media. So a lot of times you get a sense of the strength of anyone's position based on how frequently they comment on it, and he certainly was front and center on this one.
So Rick Snyder's sincerity here, even though there are those in his party who have not endorsed full spending, full funding for this campaign, he has stood out and stood apart from even those in his party.
Yeah, he has. I mean, you know, now we were heartened over the course of the last several weeks. Of course, the governor came out a couple of weeks ago talking about using a portion of what is anticipated to be surplus funds of around $100 million to take $25 million of that and pour it into this year's campaign. House Republicans came out subsequently and said, we think that, no, don't do that, but use $25 million out of the 21st Century Jobs Fund. So to me and to us, I think that's an indication of bipartisan support for full funding of this year's campaign. And frankly, we don't feel it's the association's role to decide how it gets done. We're just happy that there are people on both sides of the aisle wanting it to get done.
People may not understand that tourism is Michigan's third largest industry, and I think the last numbers I saw, in excess of $15 billion, is that right, in economic activity?
That is correct. Employs over 142,500 people statewide. And you know, a common misconception is folks tend to think about woods and water, the northern parts of the state, but tourism actually takes place in every county, and the preponderance of tourism jobs exist in Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, and downstate city centers.
Steve, we know that the population of Michigan is shrinking, but in terms of hotel occupancy, we have the other phenomenon, and that's growing at more than double the national average. Is Michigan a better place to visit than it is to live?
Well, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, the attributes that make it a great place to live are the very same attributes that make it a wonderful place to vacation. You know, there's a long, I think, ignored economic development component to tourism promotion. That is, you can't get someone to relocate a business or an industry to come to this state unless they first visit this state and look around and say, wow, this is a really wonderful destination.
Rick Snyder had an interesting quote about this, and I smiled when I read it. It talks about tourism being the safest investment we can make in the state's future, and none of the hotels, campgrounds, or golf courses can ever be outsourced.
That is absolutely the case. I mean, you think about those, again, those very same attributes, the beaches, you know, thousands of miles of freshwater shoreline, the campgrounds, the golf courses, all the things that we engage in and do when we come to vacation in this state can never be sent. You can't take, you know, pull up a hotel or a golf course or the jobs that, you know, those venues support and outsource them to some other state or other country. So it's I think a wonderfully safe investment in our state's economic future.
Steve, I do a fair amount of traveling. I spent 16 days in Africa last summer, spent 16 days in China back in May. I've been in 46 states. And when I talk to people from other parts of the country, people who did not know much about Michigan, they have seen these ads and they ask me, is it really what those ads show? Are the golf courses really like that? They just have their eyes opened to a degree, and I'm wondering whether you are seeing the economic return on that.
We certainly do. As a matter of fact, the state, as people look at those ads, I've often said you can't get someone to buy a product that they do not know exists. And up until a couple of years ago when Travel Michigan engaged in that very first ever national table TV buy, no one outside of this Great Lakes region had ever really heard of Michigan as a vacation destination. So now the return on investment has been potent, to say the least. Longwoods International, which is a marketing effectiveness firm that has worked for GM and Bed Bath and Beyond and Whirlpool, major multinational corporations, did a return on investment study of the Pure Michigan campaign and found that for every dollar invested, returned on average about a minimum of $2.23 in new sales tax return to as much as $5.34.
That's so, a pretty wide disparity. They can't narrow it down any more than that?
Well, the reason that, you know, for that range is the national campaign, and remembering that we went out to roughly 38 different states for the first time ever, that produced about $2.23 for every dollar invested in that national campaign. Mm-hmm. And, promotion is not like walking into a dark room and snapping on a light. It takes time,
right.
Repetition, and consistency.
Right.
Now, that $5.34 return came in the long-standing markets that Travel Michigan has been in for literally, in some cases, decades, Chicago, Indianapolis, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And when that national ad campaign, the TV campaign, was overlaid on top of those long-standing marketing efforts, that's where that pronounced return of $5.34 came.
Steve Yensich, President and CEO of the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association, our guest. Steve, how long have you been in your current role?
Been here for 10 years, October, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so you've been through some other elections in this state. Does the Lodging and Tourism Association always endorse?
No, it's really something that we've done sporadically. I mean, we've been around for 105 years. I think, back in 2006, we did endorse in the gubernatorial race. We got behind Dick DeVos on that one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time. But over the span of that 100-year period, I don't think this has been something that the Lodging Association or the tourism industry as a whole has done a lot of.
Is it normal that they would endorse a Republican candidate? Is that philosophically probably what we should expect?
No, I think this industry is, in my 10 years, I've come to realize it's very much a bipartisan industry.
Okay.
And the support that we've found has come from both sides of the aisle. Most recently we saw, the Senate Republicans come out with $10 million in additional funding to fund last year's campaign, yet the governor was the initiator behind the previous $30 million campaign that was announced back in 2009. So I think what we see here is we had two good candidates. One just was a little bit more specific and repetitive in his calls for full funding of the Pure Michigan campaign.
All right. Steve Yensich, President and CEO of the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association. Steve, I hope we'll have a chance to talk with you after the election, and we'll have some more good economic numbers.
We'd love to do so, Jack.
All right.